Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Luke Bryan, hi.
I'm out in Vegas, so I'm choosing to be with you rather than go gamble. So
I'm saving you so much money right now.
You're
if you think about
me
it
money. I thank you so much.
You are welcome. And hey, we have to say thank you for the new music. We are so excited about this. Country On is the title. Can you tell us, we asked three questions about songs. We like to hear the story behind them, and that is, where were you, what were you thinking, what were you drinking when this song came to you?
Well, I didn't write the song, but the song got pitched to me several months ago, and I just kind of kept it in my world. And one day I was, you know, I had picked several songs that I was going to go in the studio with. And then I was out in L.A. and, you know, riding to film American Idol, listening to songs, you know, right before I went in and started recording. And this song just kind of hit me. You know, it really says a lot about, you know, I think it's, you know, everybody always, you know, has kind of a non-optimistic approach about where the country's going. But this one just kind of makes you really appreciate the great things about being country, being raised in a country environment, and it showcases a lot of those people, the hardworking Americans that make this country go around. And so it just felt like everything that something I'd never really said, you know, in this style or fashion in my music, but it's definitely something I believe. And just really, really glad that we had thought we were going to put music out later this summer, but kind of started thinking about how amazing this song would be right around the 4th when people are out on the lake shooting fireworks and stuff like that.
Part in the lyrics is towards the beginning of the song, and that is about the truckers and tooting your horn, because you know a lot of kids don't know what this means. Like, they don't know that this means toot the horn. Like, we have to bring this back. I feel like this song is going to bring it back.
Yeah, it's a lost art. I mean, as a kid, anytime I saw a big semi-truck driver, and every time I made eye contact with him, it was the first thing I did. And when he blew the horn, you know, we all started jumping around in the back seat of the station wagon, you know. So certainly an important memory from being a kid, being in childhood. And yeah, I think, you know, I think the song just really embodies a country American way of life. And I think ready for my fans to hear it.
Yeah, it's about simpler times. Do you have a favorite lyric in that? Because, like, when I heard that part, I was like, oh, I love this.
You know, I do love the you know, hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, you know, break a leg, rodeo, but just don't break no bones, you know. I just thought that was a really well-done lyric. And like I said, the song does such a good job at bringing so many important aspects of the country way of life, and I'm just really, really, really fired up to have it.
You're in Vegas now. Let's talk about your Vegas residency. It's so exciting because you've got dates. Like, I looked at the dates, and they are you have dates through to the end of the year. So we can make plans to come see you.
Yeah, I mean, the Vegas stuff is pretty cool. It's going well. The theater is amazing. The production is amazing. The singer's a little weird, you know, but he's kind of a weirdo. But not, you know, it's you know, it's pretty cool having all the bells and whistles of production out here. And I think the you know, we've I guess, you know, we've done probably 14, 15 shows out here now, and it's just been fun being out here. So yeah, we're excited to add more dates as long as the fans want to keep checking out Vegas. And, you know, as the country really gets more and more comfortable getting out in public, you know, Vegas seems to be full speed ahead, and conventions are coming back. So yeah, it's going to be fun seeing, you know, seeing how Vegas pans out the back half of the year.
Now, do you have rules for yourself while you're in Vegas so that way you actually might make some money as a Vegas residency rather than like spend it all?
You know, I do pretty well. I mean, I'm not a, you know, one thing about me is I always want to be able to sing and feel good on stage. So I get into bed pretty early and pretty responsible. So not going too crazy. And I do love to play, you know, blackjack and craps and gamble a little bit, but I gambled quite a bit in February. So I kind of overdid it early. I front loaded it, you know, overdid it, but now I'm a little more chilled out, you know.
You've got it out of your system. And then I'm looking too, because you've got the Vegas residency, the Raised Upright tour, and then the farm tour. I'm going to guess you on stage is your favorite thing. Like that's the thing that keeps you going.
Yeah, I love being on. I mean, you know, when I walk out on stage, nothing's more fun than that. And I've always loved it. I loved it since I was 13 years old, and the love is still there, and the enjoyment, and the only time, you know, if I'm sick, you know, if I've got a sinus infection and or my voice doesn't feel great, that's the only time I wish that I could say time out, come back in 3 days and let's do this over. But I mean, as long as I feel great, rested and having fun, I mean, nobody's having more fun on stage than me.
And we haven't talked to you since Buy Dirt came out. Congratulations on the number one with that. And we never got, can you tell us that side?
You know, it was pretty simple. He just reached out and sent me a text saying, hey, that he had a song he really, really loved. And he played it for, I mean, you know, he sent it to me and I listened and he goes, you know, I'd really love to have you on it. And, you know, I love the song First Listen. The song really, if Jordan would, you know, I would have loved to have had the opportunity to, you know, I would have put it on an album in a second. But the fact that I could be a part of that with him and be a certainly use my platform to hopefully move his artistry and where he wants to go a little faster down the path. It was fun being a part of that with him. And, you know, it's fun doing stuff like that with people that, you know, are great people and just a good guy. And Jordan's just a great guy. And I think the world of him, and, you know, he's just a special guy. And I was glad to always be enshrined and in this song with him. I think it's an amazingly, wonderfully done song.
And the rumor has it he's still trying to buy the right amount, the right piece of dirt. I guess every time we talk to him, we're like, did you find your property? He's like, no, I'm still looking. I'm still looking for his buy dirt.
His buy dirt. His dirt that he bought with buy dirt.
Yeah, it's exciting. But I want to talk about the farm tour. Speaking of dirt and just all the things that you do for farmers. I live in a farming community and I know this year seems to be, it's going to be a struggle as like we're kind of making projections. Can you tell us and if you can go to all the things with the farm tour that kind of benefits the farming community?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we just like to recognize what farmers do and the field of ag. Yeah, I mean, farming is, you know, always a very tricky industry. You know, so many different factors play in that can affect farmers and their ability to, you know, have a success farming. And but you know, we use our part. We're partnered with Bayer, and we've done hashtag Here's to the Farmer and fed millions and millions of families, hungry families out there. We do scholarships for Farm Tour.
Mm-hmm. I saw you do stuff with Kroger as well, which I
was just
like,
with Kroger and then Fendt Tractor. And, you know, we're just wanting to really showcase the American farmer and how important it is. And this year, I mean, all the fuel costs are crazy, fertilizer costs are crazy. So it won't be any easier year for farmers, but they are, you know, my thing is always just bringing a positive light to what they do and loving on them.
Well, we appreciate it, by the way, because I just think it's so important. So thank you for talking about that. And before we go, random asked questions. The fans love it. It is what it is. It's the most random questions. If you can answer them, we appreciate it. Question number one, what's your favorite sandwich?
Ooh, favorite sandwich. Probably just a great BLT loaded up with all the essentials. Got to have mayonnaise on it and salt and pepper. BLT.
On white bread?
Either way, doesn't matter.
Okay. What is one song that you wish that you wrote?
Ooh, might be what I'd say, Earl Thomas Conley.
Okay, what's your favorite big boy toy?
Favorite big boy toy? I have a jet boat that I can fish out of in low water scenarios. It's my favorite thing on the planet.
Okay, if you could travel back in time and see one artist that is not with us anymore.
Elvis.
Are you going to see that movie?
Certainly.
Doesn't that look good? Have you seen it yet? I feel like you might have seen a sneak peek. Have you seen
a sneak peek? I have not. I don't get any of the early screenings. I'm not that big of a star yet.
Are you starstruck by anybody, or have you been starstruck by anybody in the last couple of years?
I was starstruck around Bo Jackson.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah.
Bo Jackson, I met him. I was starstruck. Every time I see Lionel Richie, I'm starstruck.
I'm sure. He loves that, doesn't he? Okay, last thing, last laugh. We want to know what stand-up comedian or actor, actress makes you laugh.
Oh, Bill Burr. I've been loving Bill Burr lately. So he's a classic.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Oh, one more question. 29 number ones. Do you have an end goal in your number ones? Because George Strait, I looked it up because I was like, man, that's got to be like a record or something. And I looked it up as George Strait has, I think, 44. And I was like, is he trying to beat George Strait's record? Is this a thing? Is that a thing? Is it going to be a thing?
No, not really. I mean, the thing for me is just, you know, as long as I'm in the business and if I keep having number ones and I'm enjoying the business, that'll dictate, you know, how long when I hit 10 number ones, everything's been gravy, you know, since day one for me. So I don't really, you know, but anytime I hear the number and I've had that many and I look back over the songs, it's pretty overwhelming.
Is there any, do you feel more pressure though, with all those number ones where you're like, okay, this next song, it has to go to number one, does it make it easier? Cause you're like, okay.
No, I mean, this business is never easy, but you know, there's always pressure to be better, you know, and to outdo yourself. But, you know, I like to just have a attainable pressure, you know, not over, you know, not just be in the moment and not put goals and stuff. I mean, I've already hit so many amazing goals and dreams and wishes. So the main thing for me is just wake up every day content and smiling and having a good time.
I appreciate that. And we appreciate you and all the music. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Luke Bryan.
Thank you, Holly.
All right. Have a good time and have fun in Vegas.
See you, baby.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.